I'm Marcus Green, and this is this week's wrap-up of the top sports stories. In men's basketball, the Michigan State Spartans are still at the top of the Big Ten after defeating Michigan at Michigan's Chrysler Arena when Kalen Lucas made a go-ahead jumper with 3.5 seconds remaining in the game.
7 seconds left. Summers, Lucas, the jump shot, got it!
And a gutsy call, and I like it.
The Wolverines had one more chance to score, but Deshaun Sims missed an alley-oop layup with 0.9 seconds remaining. The final score was 57-56. In tennis, Serena Williams defeated Justine Henin to win her 5th Australian Open on Saturday and her 12th Grand Slam singles title, tying Billie Jean King's record.
That was my goal, but I didn't want to say it was my goal. But, you know, now to even be mentioned in the same breath as her is awesome. So now I'm focused on doing what she was able to do off the court because she's such an amazing person.
Serena and her sister, Venus Williams, also won the doubles title on Friday. In college football on Saturday, some of the nation's best seniors took the field in their school's helmet one last time as the North and South teams squared off in Mobile, Alabama in the Under Armour Senior Bowl. The North team handedly defeated the South squad 31-13. The score was not as important as the performance of the players on the field as they tried to impress NFL scouts. According to Draft Insiders, some did a better job than others.
Now, two guys that did help themselves, I think Brandon Graham, defensive end for Michigan, was outstanding. Absolutely dominant throughout this game, had 2 sacks and 2 fumble recoveries, could be moving into the first round. And also Cincinnati wide receiver Marty Gilliard, getting over the top of Javier Arenas, the Alabama cornerback, for a big touchdown catch and showing a lot of versatility throughout the week and in this game. I think Gilliard could move in to the second round of the upcoming draft.
For Comm Radio Sports, I'm Marcus Green.